Hey everybody, welcome back for the final meeting of the EdTech Club for the semester. Well, the final one for the year, the decade, really, now that I think about it. Okay, well, maybe that sounds like a bit of an exaggeration since we're under 20 episodes in, but still, new is okay. In fact, in this meeting of the EdTech Club, we're going to have a guest speaker, our new Director of Membership and Engagement, Robert Bennett. You may not know that name because Robert's pretty new to our team here at TCEA, but you'll probably get to know Robert coming up. And we're going to start today. We're going to get to know Robert a little bit, his role, what it means for you as someone who circles the orbit of TCEA and, of course, is a dedicated member of the EdTech Club. And we're going to talk about some of the benefits therein, including the TCEA community. And I'm not just talking about, you know, the community of people, our society, our association. No, I'm talking about the TCEA online community, which is one of the most powerful tools we have and one of the most powerful tools you have if you're a member of TCEA. But we'll get to all of that later. So this week's guest speaker is going to talk to us a little bit about his background, a little bit of getting to know you, and then we're going to jump into some of the things he's excited about, the topics and the tools you have at your disposal to make teaching even better through technology. Of course, that's what we're here to talk about, because this is the EdTech Club, the last meeting of the year, and it all starts right now. Okay, folks, this week we're talking with Robert Bennett, the Director of Membership and Engagement here at TCEA. And as I said, he is, he's still pretty new around here.
Yeah, one of the things that really surprised me is how big this place is. It's got lots of rooms, lots of events take place here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on at TCEA, way more than almost any other trade association that I've ever worked for.
And of course, I asked him a bit about his background and how he landed at TCEA and about his new role.
So I've worked for trade associations for about a decade now. And I happened to see the posting for this position. I love teachers. I love education. It seemed like a chance to do something really great and fun that I knew for people who were doing good in the world and trying to make the world a better place. Very meaningful. And I couldn't turn it down.
Now, since this is a bit of a getting-to-know-you exercise, I also asked him to describe his new role here at TCEA.
Sure. So I would say that my role is to look at all of the incoming, engagements we have with our membership. And there's a lot of different ones. There's webinars, there's blog posts, there's our community, there's the events we have here. There's our convention, of course, and there's all the emails and the contacts that we get from them ourselves. And to sort of look at all of this information and see if this is really helping our members to the utmost, what they get the most value out of, and how we can provide more of that. And this is trickier to do than you'd think, because everyone's really busy. So no one has the time to sit down and say, here's who I am as a person and here's what I need. Really, when you need something, you just go out and get it and do it. You don't tell anyone that you're doing it. So to us on our end, it kind of shows up as a blip on a radar screen. So my job is to look at all the blips on the radar screen and try and see if they are aligning with our activities to the extent that we need them to, because we want to make sure that our members have all the tools that they need, that we're here to help them connect, that we're here to help them solve the problems that they might be having and learn about new opportunities that are out there. And so if the blips on the radar screen are all over the place, then we're not doing our job and we need to change the things that we're offering.
And of course, part of what Robert says attracted him to the role was our mission here at TCEA. I'll let him describe that.
Yeah, I would say the thing that makes us different is the acknowledgement of how technology has changed what education is, which is not what a lot of people, I think, are taking into account when they think about how their child learns. I've got two kids, and they're 8 and 3. And it is really different to be able to, you know, if they ask me, like, why is the sky blue? I can kind of give an answer, but I can also look on YouTube and pull up, like, someone who has built, like, an answer for children who's way smarter than me and can, like, really express this in a way that they grasp immediately.
Right.
There's that, and also, like, math has changed a bunch. It's way harder than I remember the third grade being. It's, like, hard. And they also do things really differently. And so there were a few questions where I was trying to help my son on, and I was like, I have absolutely no idea what this question is asking. Mm. This third grade math question has absolutely stumped me because I don't know what these words mean. And so I hopped on YouTube and found out what the answers were. And, like, that's really what I think makes technology different, is that, like, education has a sort of a push-pull between learning, like, information and learning how to learn. Those are two very different things. And when I was a kid, there was a lot of learning information, like learning your times tables, knowing timelines, knowing personages, things like that. And less on learning how to learn and learning how to do this, like what to do with this stuff that you know, and critical thinking, I would say. And that's changed a lot now, where it's really easy to learn all kinds of information. In fact, it's too easy. It's kind of overwhelming. And you have to actually learn how to keep some of it out so you can function on a day-to-day basis. But now there's a huge emphasis on learning how to learn. Like, for example, when like with my son in his math class, you know, they have these, like, word problems that don't make it clear if it's, like, addition or subtraction or division or, like multiplication. And I tried to tell him, you know, like, look for these key words, because that will actually, like, be a signal as to what it is. As it turns out, they don't use keywords. They do not want children to have a signal that makes it easy for them. They want for them to have to read the entire problem without having, like, less than, more than, how many times this fit into this number. That's gone now. You have to be a much more critical thinker to process math now. And I think that that's a reflection of how technology's changed. And I think that we are in a position to offer the resources, to offer the guidance to parents, to teachers, and to kids about what the workplace and what society is going to look like in the 21st century, which is going to be very, very different.
Since he works to engage TCEA members, I had him talk a little bit about what he'd say as a relative newcomer, what he thought makes TCEA membership special.
The thing that I think that they get the most out of, like, from a surface level attraction, like, right away, is having so much information at their fingertips. And what's important is that it's not like Wikipedia or an online resource like that, where you look something up and you get like a definition that is probably like input by someone not like you, if that makes any sense. The stuff that we're doing is by educators for educators. We have answers that have been sourced by educators, and we've stored them for our members. There's things like our webinars, our lunch and learns, which are free to our members. We have lots of them. There's over, like, I think 80 hours that we do a year.
The list
is tremendous. But those are all by educators. They're 20 minutes. They are built to work with the classroom and the campus schedule. So they're built by educators and for educators in lots of different ways. It's not just about, like, the information, but it's built to work for people who actually are working in classrooms. And we, like record these too. So, and I actually had someone, I was just at the GT conference in San Antonio. And I had someone come up to me and said they love the webinars. They get all the recordings. They save them in their email. And, like, whenever they are hard up for ideas, they look at this list of, like, all the webinars like a library. And I was like, that's great. It's nice to hear that these things that we're doing are actually being used. That's great. That, I mean, like, again, that's something that's actually pretty rare in some trade associations. There's times where you do all this cool stuff for people, and they're like, Yeah, but I had to log in, so yeah. I didn't do it. It is nice to hear our people saying that, like, they find this useful and they love it. That's great. That's quite inspiring for me.
And naturally, he notes, getting to know members nowadays involves a hefty amount of, drumroll please, data. That's right.
Yeah, I'm looking at lots of data to see which subjects and which ideas are really taking off the most with most people. To see which posts on the community, on the blog, and things like that are really attracting the most attention, as well as like seeing how people like respond to like campaigns for membership, touch points that we send out to them, letting them know about all of like our benefits. That's really critical because I want everybody to know about the things that we're offering and the things that we think are useful. But we need to look and see to make sure that that's also reflected in, by the members too, that they actually are like looking at the stuff, that they are getting the most out of it. And if they aren't, what do we need to change?
Now, the thing that I think really excited Robert is the TCEA community, an online network of more than 25,000 educators and ed tech experts all sharing ideas, answering questions for each other. He says this is a really rare and really special benefit.
And one thing that I think that is great, I just wrote a blog post about this, is our community, which is basically like an online forum where folks can come on and ask a question or network or poll a crowd. We got 25,000 folks on there. I think we're closer to 26,000. And like I will say, this I'm going to say in the blog post, every trade association or like association wants to have something like this, where folks can hop online and share information. Because that's what all trade associations want to be. They want to be something where you can share information about stuff that you are doing in your day-to-day life and make your life easier and make a difference. I've heard from lots of like members, like of other groups, that we want to have a place where we could, like a SharePoint or something like that, where we can just share stuff. And frequently that never happens. But TCA is not like that. And I think a lot of it is because our membership is a helping, it's here to help. They're here to help kids, help students, and they're here to help each other. They use technology a lot, so to them it's very natural to take a technology and use that to help one another. So it's really rare to have this. And it's really cool to see too, because I get all the emails when someone makes a post or a comment. I get lots of emails from the community. And in fact, that's one of the like drawbacks, I think, for like our members, is that it's very active. No, I get lots of emails. And just so you know, you can change the settings and change it so that you only get them like once a day or once a week. Really, this is extremely helpful for me because I can see what people care about and what they are like asking questions about. And it's really interesting to see the like diversity of questions and needs that are out there, and have someone say, like one that was a question was like someone just asking, what's the policy on locking doors? Mm-hmm. On like, oh, so you got your door locks, you've got your key cards. Who is in charge of maintaining that? Is that maintenance? Is that IT? What do I do here? And that got a lot of activity about something that to like an outsider would seem like you guys have to think that hard about locks at the door. But then you realize, I don't know, like if you've been to a school, but trying to get into a school, it's pretty tough.
Yeah.
You've got to, like, at like my kids' one, you hit the button, it rings the bell, they like see you on the camera, and then it unlocks. But yeah, that's a whole system. Right. Someone has to maintain it. Who does that fall to? It was really great to see all these people hopping in with all these like policies and ideas and like references. And like it's also like some that they've had, or like, you know, which apps or tools are you using to make this possible? Like, someone had to make recordings. Their kids had to make a library of recordings, and they wanted to know what's the best way to what's a tool that I can use to record and get this stuff all organized. Mm. And they came back with a lot of great responses. It's cool to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, like that's something that usually I think is not all that common, to see the members helping the members rather than like, for example, At a previous group, I would get an answer. I would have to make it like anonymous because we can't share information.
Right.
So I'd have to strip out all the stuff that made it like, you know, unique or fun or personable. And it would basically be like a legal text. And I would have to send this out to this group of like 200 or 300 people by email. We'd have to wait a week to get back all the answers. They would send me like emails with the answers. I would compile those into a Word document. So the fonts were all over the place.
Right.
All the colors were all over the place. And then I would send out a Word doc to all these people, and I would save that on some like obscure place on the website. So it was a very slow acting response process.
Right, there's a bottleneck where it goes through you.
Basically. We're a huge speed bump. I was the speed bump to slow down this information. And at times, you know, like I'm busy. At times I could not get all the answers compiled and sent out because I was traveling or something like that. So that didn't happen either. And I think when you see how big the speed bump is to get to information, you stop trying.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least it's like much reduced. With us, it's a really simple platform. You log on, you find a room, and you ask a question.
Yeah.
That's it. So it's really great. It is a great tool, and I love to see it in use. So one other thing is that you can actually find people. Like if you are looking for someone in like one district with one title of a certain like specialty, you can do that. If you're saying like, I got to have someone from this one place who knows this stuff because I heard about a thing that they're doing that's cool, but I don't know who to go to, you can look them up and send them like a message saying, hey, is it cool if I ask you some questions about that? And it's private. It's not something that can be seen by, you know, all the 26,000 people who use our platform. So that's a really useful tool. We're trying to provide people with as many like methods as possible to find the things that they need and to put things in front of them that they might have not known that they needed.
And now that he's been participating in our online communities, I asked him about some of the things, the topics and ideas that he's noticed and that he's excited to learn more about.
When it comes to teaching, it's like a different language almost.
Yeah.
Like one of the things that I read on our blog post that was it was our most popular blog post of all time, I think, was about flip grids.
Yes.
The word flip shows up in a lot of stuff. And it was really interesting to read about that and learn about that and learn how people were using technology to get kids out of their seats to do cool stuff to prove the things that they've learned. Something else that I think is really interesting is the esports stuff, which is, I think it's really great because at first I didn't understand what it was whatsoever, where I was like, is this like kids like racing together? Is that what they're doing? Do they like race cars online together? What is that? But learning about what it was, I think it really speaks to the place that schools have in people's lives, which I think goes forgotten. Like I'm a big subscriber to the third place theory, where there's work and there's home, but you got to have a third place where you do stuff, where you connect to people in real life. And I think that we've tried to substitute a lot of the third place these days with the internet, which is not as fun as real life.
Right.
And I think that when it comes to children, like especially to kids, I think that trying to make gaming a real life activity that you can do with friends in real time and like with them in real space.
Yeah.
Makes it a social activity in a way that it wouldn't if you were at home alone.
Yeah.
Helps them grow as a person. So I think it's a really cool idea. Like at first I was like, so they want to like take video games and like make it a fun school event? Because I mean, sure. And then I had to think about, you know, actually, this is providing a valuable service to them as they grow as a person. So it's not just, you know, a cool, fun little task that kids, because like, when I was in high school, I played the viola. I lettered in the viola. And I had some friends who were in wrestling who did not letter. And they were like, Matt, how come you got to viola? Got your letter in viola? And like, I'm getting like my nose broken on a mat and I don't get like a letter. So there's always that idea of when something new gets to be like an official part of school, that you're suddenly like, does this really count? And so when I first heard about it, I had that same reaction. I was like, does this really count? And now, like, the more I think about it, I'm like, yeah, it absolutely should be, because this is going to be a huge part of our lives in the future. We want it to be social and we want it to be healthy. So it absolutely should be a thing.
Okay, folks, well, the clock is running out on this meeting and it's running out on our year, but I won't let you get away so fast. There is a little bit of extra credit. Now, you see, our TCEA annual convention and exposition is coming up in February 2020. There's not much time left. So, if you're about to take a winter break and you're not yet registered, I'd take a look and see if there are some sessions and events at this year's convention that might be exciting. I'll just say one word, esports. I don't know, something to think about. And you can also search through our sessions to find things that are specifically targeted to your specialty, your subject, your grade level. So go ahead and check it out at convention.tcea.org. Even if you can't make it this year, it might give you some ideas. So that is your extra credit if you really want to go the extra mile over your winter break. Now, I know what you're wondering, Andrew, there's got to be some homework. Well, yes, I would love for you to jump on the TCEA community and start sharing with your fellow educators, asking questions, things you've been curious about. I bet there's someone there in the thousands of people that has an answer for you. And of course, that's what the community is for. So if you want to check that out, go ahead and do it. But there is no required homework because this is the end of the semester and my goodness, y'all have just been so good this semester. So I guess I'll just let you go without any mandatory homework. And before we wrap up, just a few notes. First, this podcast will be back in the new year. We will have new EdTech Club meetings starting in January. So if you're not already, make sure you're subscribed to the EdTech Club on Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to keep up with TCEA and learn about all the benefits of membership by following us on social media. That means Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. Give us a look. All you have to do is search TCEA. And if you want to be extra nice over the holidays, you can leave a review of the EdTech Club. It helps us out and it helps get the show out to more people. So rate and review the show on your favorite podcast apps. We'd really appreciate it. It would be quite the gift. But other than that, all I can say is go forth and be merry, because the semester is wrapping up and so is this meeting. So thanks for listening along so far, and we hope to see you again in the new year. As we always say around here, thanks for being a part of the club. I'm Andrew Rausch. We'll see you next year. EdTech Club is a production of TCEA. To learn more and to join, go to tcea.org.